you, the Hot Band.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things that they should do.
You know what? You're lovely. You know what? You are so lovely. And oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos.
And that's why I won't dance, why should I?
I won't dance, how could I?
I won't dance,
I won't dance,
merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Charming and you're gentle, especially when you do that continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us,
heaven rest us.
I am not asbestos.
I'm not asbestos.
That's why.
And that's why. Dance with
I won't
me.
Dance.
I want my arms
I
without
won't
you.
Dance.
Oh, will you?
I won't dance, merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
You might dance, you might dance. I'll ask you, you might dance. Oh, really?
Wrapping up another set there with breaking the rules a little bit, Willie Nelson. But he was singing with Diana Krall, so I couldn't resist. Willie has a new album out called That's Life. It's his second Sinatra tribute. Who would have thunk that Willie Nelson was into Sinatra? But anyway, we heard I Won't Dance. I think it was worth bending the rules just a little bit, don't you? Before that, sort of new music. It was Emmylou Harris and the Hot Band. It was actually recorded in 1976 for a radio broadcast, but it just came out as an album called My Father's Place, and we heard Jambalaya. Before that, Rhiannon Giddens featuring Francesco Tarisi. We heard Waterbound. That is a new single. More new music. Valerie June, Why the Bright Stars Glow. And we started the set with Say Darling, Turn It On, and that is from their new album Before and After. All right, that is a whole hour of new music for you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. And next, I'm gonna get into a set that I was working on a set for Black History Month, and I kind of got sidelined and distracted, and I never did it. So I have a couple of songs for that, which I was re-inspired by watching a documentary about Nina Simone. I believe it was on Netflix. And she had a really tough life. She definitely had some challenges and some demons. And I really appreciated her a lot after watching this documentary. So I encourage you to go find it. So we'll start with Nina Simone, and we'll get into some other music that I should have played during Black History Month. But really, you know, every month is Black History Month, and every day and every month is Women's History Month. So it's really never a bad time to play these musicians, and never a bad time to play Nina Simone here on Something About the Women.
I ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweaters, ain't got no faith, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind, ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling.
Sea line woman, black dress on for $1,000. She wailed and she moaned. See, I'm a woman. Wiggle, wiggle, purr like a cat. Wink at a man and he winked back. Now I'm tired. See, I'm a woman. And she wreck his days, and she make him love her, then she shoot fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000. She wail and she moan.
It's so nice to be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Danny, I can tell. Manny, you're still glowing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel this room swaying while the band's playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, darling. I went away from the lights of 14th Street and into my personal haze. But now I'm back in the lights of 14th Street, and tomorrow will be brighter than the good. Stanley, doll is overwhelmed and overjoyed and overpowered. Watch out!
the candy store, telling fortunes behind the door. The cops grabbed Mo, and as Joe ran out, Brother Mo, he began to shout, "Run, Joe, hey, the man's at the door, run, Joe, him man, he won't let me go, run, Joe, run, Joe, as fast as you can, run, Joe, this police holding me hand." Crystal ball by the fence, so they won't find the evidence. Get somebody to tell a lie, so I'll have me an alibi. Hurry home and get in your bed, call the doctor and tie your head. Get somebody to go my bail, don't want to stay in that rotten jail. And run, Joe, while the man's at the door, run, Joe, the man, he won't let me go, run, Joe, run, Joe, as fast as you can, run, Joe, his people's holding me hand. Take me before the sarge, I am going to deny the charge. When the judge asks me how I plead, not guilty, judge, most decidedly. You can see, judge, at a glance, I'm just the victim of circumstance. Run, Joe, while the man's at the door, run, Joe, the man, he won't let me go, run, Joe, run, Joe, as fast as you can, run, Joe, this police holding me hand. Ain't your mama done told ya? Ain't she done scold ya and scold ya? Ain't she done warned ya before, Joe? If they catch you, you run, Joe. Run, Joe, run, Joe, run, Joe, run, Joe. Oh, those police gonna catch up with Joe. Joe, run too slow.
Wrapping up an interesting set that I had originally pulled together for Black History Month and forgot to put in the show. That was Maya Angelou, who I guess I've been watching a lot of music documentaries because I watched a documentary about her as well. And she started out as a singer. And then later, you know, she was sort of an actress and an author. So Maya Angelou doing Run Joe from her album Miss Calypso. And before that, I played Pearl Bailey, from when she starred in the black cast of Hello, Dolly. And the reason I put those two together is because I guess there was a thing that happened between Pearl Bailey and Maya Angelou, and it was not pretty. So in this documentary that I watched, Maya's son told this story. I'm going to read it to you in his words, because it's so interesting, and he was really upset about it. Here are the words of Maya Angelou's son. "My mother had a chance to do the understudy in Hello, Dolly with Pearl Bailey as the lead. For my mother, it would have meant living continuously in New York without leaving me for at least a year, and it was regular money. The director and the producer both loved her, but Pearl Bailey came back and said, 'Oh no, I ain't going to have this big old ugly girl be my understudy.' There are very few times in my life that I remember my mother crying, because this meant she had to go back out on the road and find other work. It was devastating because I knew all the sacrifices my mother made to keep me. 35 years later, when Pearl Bailey was getting a Lifetime Award and they asked her, 'Who do you want to give it to you?' She said, 'Maya Angelou.' And guess who gave it to her and never said a damn thing." So there you have it. Pearl Bailey, not very kind to Maya Angelou, when she really needed a role, an understudy role for her, and then later asked her to give her an award, and Maya held her tongue and never said anything about the hurt that she had caused. I thought that was just an amazing, amazing story. And now I don't like Pearl Bailey so much. Before Pearl Bailey, we heard Memphis Minnie, and I played I'm Selling My Pork Chops from Memphis Minnie Volume 1. And we have two new kittens in our household. We've been fostering cats since last August, and we finally just foster failed and kept two kittens. And we named one of them Memphis Minnie, and she is very Minnie. So maybe I'll post a picture of her on the Something About the Women radio show Facebook page. The other one's name is Schmutzi, and that is a Yiddish word And if you ever said, like, heard somebody say, like, oh, you have a little bit of schmutz on your face or whatever, that is exactly schmutzy. He's got a little schmutz on his face as well. So that's our kittens. And before that, we started out with two cuts from Nina Simone, Sea Lion Woman from The Best of Nina Simone and Ain't Got No I Got Life from The Essential Nina Simone. And that song is actually in the soundtrack for Hair, the musical. So there you have it. All right. It is about 12:26, and we have about 34 more minutes of Something About the Women, and we will continue with sort of a grab bag of things I just want to hear. How about that? And let's start it off with something from Erin Harp here on Something About the Women.
You can bury me, oh, don't you mourn me from heaven I will away.
Thank you. misty mountain where wildflowers bind the ground? Is it down by the Russian River where force wears those boulders down? Is it underneath my covers? Is it trapped inside my brain? Is it up above the misty mountain? Is it up above the Russian River? Is it up above the bed of longing where the eagle takes the wind? Come on, the eagle takes the wind. Come on, the eagle takes the wind.
Someone who loved me, but somehow they ran.
ocean and our hearts collide. I can see your face as the moon spills down, saying so much more than words or sounds. Wish I may, I might make a wish upon a star tonight.
That was a fun set, was it not? That was Kim Ritchie getting a little help from Pat McLaughlin. That is called Leaving Song, and that is from an album that came out in 2018 called Edgeland. I'm just learning to speak. I love Kim Ritchie. Everything she does is just fabulous, so check her out, Kim Ritchie. Before that, Kristen Hall, one of my favorite songs of all time, Wish I May. If that had a familiar Indigo Girls-esque sound to it. That's because Emily Saliers from the Indigo Girls was playing guitar there and Sarah Lee was playing on the bass. That goes back to 1991. How is that album 30 years old? Fact and Fiction by Kristen Hall. Before that, we heard Jill Sobule doing Rainy Day Parade from her album Pink Pearl from the year 2000. 21 years ago, Jill Sobule, just one of the best. She, from time to time, she'll go on Instagram or Facebook Live or something and just play a new song. And last week I saw her singing a song about how she doesn't really want to have to go back out into the world after the pandemic is over. And I kind of agree with her. I've kind of enjoyed being at home. I guess that's because I have a wonderful wife and kitties and a dog and a nice house that I love. So what do you know? There's a silver lining to a horrible, horrible pandemic. Before that, Farron did Misty Mountain, Honey on My Grave from the 2013 release Temptation. And my childhood friend, Louis Geiser, was the drummer in Spite and Dival. I didn't know that, but they're one of my favorite bands, so it's kind of funny. He has since, I think, given up being in the band just because he had too many family obligations, from what I understand. But and I think Spite and Dival is actually taking a little bit of a break these days, but a great band out of the New York, upstate New York area. And we started it all off with local favorite Erin Harp from her recent release, Meet Me in the Middle, a pandemic era CD put out with just her and her husband, Jim Countryman. We heard What's the Matter with the Mill? All right, we are getting into the final stretch here of Something About the Women. We have about 9 minutes left. I wanted to tell you about something actually really cool that I found out that's going on. So I know we've been celebrating Carole King this year for the 50th anniversary of Tapestry, but it's also the 50th anniversary of Joni Mitchell's album Blue. And it seems that there is going to be a virtual, also an online conference called Joni Mitchell's Blue at 50, a celebration of her life and music. And it's only $10. If you're a student, I guess it's only $0, or if you're affiliated with the University of Connecticut. I will put the link to this event. It's on April 9th, so it's in a week on Friday. It is an online event delving into some of the intricacies and thoughts about Joni Mitchell's album Blue. There are many, many speakers. It starts at 9 in the morning, and there's sessions like Performance of Blue by Emma Graebner and Sophia Di Natale. And then there's, you know, panel discussions and all kinds of things. You should check it out. I'll put this link on the Something About the Women radio show Facebook page if you're a big Joni Mitchell fan and want to sort of dig deep into Joni Mitchell and all things Blue. That is going to be online on April 9th. So I guess it would only be fitting to play something from Joni Mitchell's Blue right now, and that's what I'm going to do here on Something About the Women.
Traveling, looking for something. What can it be? Oh, I hate you some, I hate you some, I love you some. Oh, I love you when I forget about me. I wanna be strong, I wanna live alone, I wanna belong to the living. Alive, alive, I wanna get up and drive, wanna wreck my stockings in some jukebox. Chance on maybe finding some sweet rose.
That?
Me, down here.
Oh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, that is just almost the last song of the show. That was All I Want from Joni Mitchell's Blue, celebrating 50 years. Check out the conference. It's an online conference put on by University of Connecticut. So check that out. I'll put the link on our Facebook page. And once again, thanks for listening to Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts University Freeform Radio. And before I go, I want to wish a happy 15th wedding anniversary to my lovely wife, Cheryl. We are, yes, celebrating 15 years of being legally wed in the state of Massachusetts. And I remember when we were getting married, we put together a CD of songs that we liked. And one of the songs on there was from this animated movie that came out at least 15 years ago called The Triplets of Belleville. And the song is just sort of this jazzy, fun little song. And it was just re-released by a female artist. So I get to play it here on the show. Her name is Annabelle Trostek. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And the album is very nice. There's stuff in English, in French, and it's all kind of upbeat and fun. So here to close out the show is a song by Annabelle Trostek. I said it better the first time. Trostek. I hope that's right. And it's a song from the movie Triplets of Belleville. If you've never seen it, you should go see it or find it on Netflix or something, because it's a very sweet little animated movie. All right, thanks for listening. See you again soon, and stay safe out there. Wear your masks. See ya next time.
Je veux pas finir mes jours à Tombouctou. Par des machines à clous. Moi je veux être fripée, triplement fripée, fripée comme une triplette de Belleville. Je veux pas finir ma vie à Acapulco, dans ce tourade avec des gigolos. Moi je veux être tordue, triplement tordue, balancée comme une triplette de Belleville.
swinging Belleville rendezvous. Marathon dancing, tontilou. Vovo cancan, ballet taboo. Au Belleville swinging rendezvous. Je veux pas finir ma vie à Singapour. Jouer au dico, manger des petits fous. Moi je veux être idiot, triplement idiot. Quand de les combines